Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty lovers for beauty lovers. I am going to be your host today, the unprofessional beauty lover, Lindsay Kelk. And we've got a little bit of a break from the norm for you today. As you know, we are rolling into our 100th episode. Bonkers, fully bonkers. And before we share that with you, because we're working on something really special, that was a touch of Valley Girl for that one listener that really enjoys when we do that. Oh, if you know, you know. Before we share our 100th episode with you, we wanted to cast back through the Full Coverage archives a little bit and share some of the moments and the chats, the interviews, the conversations, the reviews that have made this podcast so special for us, and hopefully that you have enjoyed too. So what we wanted to do today is go all the way back for the first episode and, you know, let's listen to it together and see how things have changed. The first thing to note that has changed is an alteration we made at the beginning of the episode. I don't know if anyone especially noticed this, but we used to introduce the show as a podcast for beauty addicts by beauty addicts, and I was the unprofessional beauty junkie. Harry and I had a conversation about that, and we agreed that we didn't want to use the term junkie anymore to describe someone who loves beauty, because it's not on. So we switched it to beauty lovers. So before you listen, like, just bear that in mind, that this episode, the original episode from 4 years ago, does feature that term. And if anyone finds it insensitive, we did too, which is why we changed it, and we do apologize. Anyway, on with episode one of Full Coverage. If you've never gone back and listened to it, or if this is a throwback moment for you, I hope you enjoy digging into the archives as much as we did. And we'll be back really soon with episode 100, really exciting interview, and just like a whole bunch of beauty chat with me and Difficult Eyes. Can't wait.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. We're your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield.
Hello.
And me, unprofessional beauty junkie Lindsay Kelk. Every episode, we're going to talk to you about new products that are on the market, some old favourites, and any news that we think you should know about. And today, we want to introduce ourselves a little bit so you know who you're talking to. Some of you might already know Harry from her blog or her YouTube channel, but she's also a professional makeup artist who has worked all over the world at Fashion Week. Harry.
Yes.
It's Harry. Is it Harry? Is it Harry?
Well, I think this is the weird thing. I started Harry Makes Up because all my friends call me Harry. So if someone says Harriet, I kind of feel like I'm in trouble. It feels like my mum's calling me or something. And even as a 30-year-old adult, I still feel like I'm in trouble if someone says Harriet. But you can call me Harriet. That's fine. Harriet, Harry, yeah.
So just so the listeners know, if in future I call you Harriet, that means you're in trouble.
I'm in trouble, yeah. So note to self.
So Harry Makes It Up is, that you just mentioned, is your YouTube channel.
Yes, and beauty blog, which I started because I think as a makeup artist, it's really nice to, you know, share what I've been taught and what I've experienced. And I think the great thing about YouTube now is it gives everyone instant access to, you know, achievable results and achievable steps that you can action to improve your makeup, experiment with makeup. And yeah, it was kind of, it started as an experiment and now just something that I really enjoy as well as working as a professional makeup artist.
And how did you get started as a professional makeup artist?
I got started, my earliest memory, it's funny, because I was actually a tomboy. So when I was really young, I was a proper tomboy and I didn't really wear makeup. I lived in trainers, climbing trees, all the kind of typical scenarios of a tomboy. And I remember I think it was my dad's 40th birthday, and he had, my mum was like doing someone's, a friend's makeup for the party, and they were doing my nan's makeup. And I just love watching them do my nan's makeup. It wasn't even about how she looked. I was just like, oh, that looks like a really nice thing to do for someone, you know. And my nan loved the experience of being made up. So that was like my first kind of feeling of, oh, I think I'd like to do that, even though I had no idea about colour, about the face. I mean, it really was just like, I think I'd like to do that.
Give yourself a break, though, because you were a child.
I was a child, so it's totally cool.
I can't believe you didn't know enough about colour theory as a small child, Harry. Harriet.
I pushed myself very hard. Yes, exactly. So, the book that a lot of beauty addicts will hopefully know, and if you don't, you should definitely check it out, is the Kevin Aucoin books. Very, very famous makeup artist who sadly not with us anymore. His book, I think it was called The Art of Makeup and Face Forward, my mum had for Christmas one year. And then that was it. That solidified that I want to do this as a job. I'm not sure how, but I'd like to do it.
You had such a cool mum. My mum had a drawer full of dirty old Avon lipsticks.
My mum did Avon, though, when we were kids for a little while.
I loved it. That book, it made me so happy.
It's so funny, isn't it? Because even though knowing my mum did Avon for a while, I never really... that didn't make me get into makeup. It wasn't till a bit later.
Mine was a similar situation. I used to watch my aunt do her full 80s, sit and paint her nails and wait 2 hours for them to dry, and hair in the hot brush.
Amazing.
And like two-tone eyeshadow, the pink and blue eyes and... Oh, she was just so glamorous. I thought it looked like the most incredible thing. And I was the same as a tomboy. Yeah. I grew up with a brother and a male cousin, and just spent 12 years having a football kicked at my face and thought that was standard. So how did you start with makeup artists? Where do you go from, you know, looking at your mum's books? And
well, I think nowadays we're really spoiled. And again, not just because of things like YouTube. You know, there are so many makeup courses. You can do e-courses. You can go to college. You can even study a degree in makeup nowadays. You know, we really are. I think there's so many ways of doing it. For me, I did move to London when I think I was about 18, 19. And I did kind of take like a professional makeup course, and I started assisting. So for me, really, it was assisting other well-established makeup artists and, you know, learning my craft from them. I did Fashion Week in Milan and London, so that was a great way as well to kind of learn to be fast and, you know, working with trends and teams. And yeah, from there, really just started growing my own book and, you know, building my clients. And it's not something that happens straight away. It definitely is like a long, you know, you've got to be in it for the long haul, I think. And I think that's fair for, you know, a lot of creative industries. So
true facts.
Yeah.
True facts.
Yeah. So with your love of beauty, where did you take it from kind of going from the tomboy to finding makeup? For you, it was kind of, you were like one of the original bloggers, weren't you?
I was, technically. It seems weird to say, but I guess it would have been 2006, I started reading blogs, and they were all American. And apologies if there are any British bloggers out in 2006. I just didn't find you. I'm so sorry. I should have been doing my work anyway. I shouldn't have been blogging. So I was reading some American blogs, and I had previously worked in beauty PR, only for a very short time because the company I worked for were crazy and I don't want to get sued, so I shall say nothing else. But it was completely insane. So I left that and went to work in publishing, but I really, really missed working with beauty.
Yeah.
So I went from reading these blogs to thinking, why shouldn't I write one of these blogs? I do writings. I put words together in sentences, and I love makeup. So I started writing my blog, which was called Beauty Mecca, which actually launched in January 2007.
Wow.
Just 10 years ago, which
that's
is so
amazing.
Scary. Yeah, it was great fun. And it really was sort of, to use a terribly overused phrase, but Wild West of blogging, because it didn't didn't exist. And I was reaching out to PRs, and I was lucky that I had some contacts from when I'd been in PR. So I could get in touch with people and tell them what I was doing and try and explain why it was a real thing and not just me saying, I like this lipstick, and putting it on the internet and walking away. Because people didn't know what blogging was. And that seems it's inconceivable now. Yeah. Like, it's unthinkable that you wouldn't know what a blog was. When I could contact a PR and they would say, what are you talking about?
Wow, yeah. So crazy.
But yeah, it was just a really fun time. And for the most part, PRs were really helpful and they embraced it, and I picked up readers really quickly because people were hungry. I mean, we see that now. The you know, evidence of that is everywhere now. People were hungry for civilian journalism.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's that, you know, if it's someone who you like the way they do their makeup or what they're showing you, you know, there's no agenda as well. You know, they're showing you something because they genuinely love it.
Exactly. And that was 100% what it was for me. Yeah. It was genuinely me wanting to share. I mean, you go back, the blog is still there. It's still Beauty Mecca. I think it's on beautymecca.com, but it was a blog spot. It was a blogger. The first few posts were literally like, this is a thing I'm using, or this is what's in my makeup bag, until I got traction with getting product sent to review.
Yeah.
Because I was dirt poor and I was like an assistant in a publishing company. We didn't have any money to go out and buy anything.
Yeah.
It really was a labor of love.
Oh, that's so nice. I think it's amazing. Like, and like you said, there's such a pool of people now writing amazing content and, you know, not just sharing reviews, but sharing step-by-step experiences they've had with makeup. And again, everything from, you know, makeup to hair to fashion, and a lot of them kind of all intertwine into each other as well.
Yeah, but it's interesting to me, you know, to see the evolution of it from blogs, from blogs being very specific about one thing. Yeah. So now it's much more about the person. I think for the most part, it's about the person creating the content. I feel like there are far fewer blogs and vlogs and all that malarkey now that's about a thing.
Yes.
Not this. This is a podcast about beauty.
For beauty. For beauty. Lovers.
Yeah. By beauty addicts. For beauty addicts. Or something similar to what we said at the beginning. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think one thing that we want to start doing, guys, as well on our podcast is, you know, having a product that we've both been trying out for the week, or sort of like a little space of time, so we can share with you both our opinions on it. Because there's a lot of things me and Lindsay equally love. And then there's some things that we both try and we're like, oh, I love that. Not so sure. So we feel like it's good. You're getting two opinions from us. So what's the product that we've both been trying this week? There's one that...
So the product that out of the many, many, many products that I can't afford and own now, so too bad bank manager, is the Stila Magnificent Metals Glitter and Glow Liquid Eyeshadow. Yeah. I think product names have got too long.
I agree. When I do YouTube, I definitely find...
Too long.
Yes.
Not necessary. I know there's only a certain number of words and names and products, so you've got to make everyone different. But that's too many.
I agree. It's definitely a problem.
Happily, Stila, it's a really, really good product.
Yes, I agree with this one.
I love this. It's a liquid eyeshadow. It comes in a bunch of different colours. It's terribly professional that I haven't got the exact number off the top of my head. But the two that we have been testing are Molten Midnight and Smoky Storm. Now, Smoky Storm is sort of a taupe, a cool-toned...
Yeah, I'd say it's almost like a nice neutral, isn't it? Yeah. It's sort of like, it's not quite gold, it's not quite silver, it's maybe
very pretty, very beautiful. It's got some silver glitter in there.
Yes.
And I feel like the glitter is apparent but not overwhelming.
Yeah, I think the thing is, if you're going to buy a glitter product, you've got to be someone who likes glitter, full stop. I think this is one of those things.
Hi, my name is Lindsay and I like glitter.
She loves glitter. I really feel like if you're buying something and you go, oh, it's too glittery. I mean, the kind of, you know, the whole spiel with these is that they are a glitter-based product.
You've made that rod for your own back. Yes, if you've bought a glitter eyeshadow and then gone, oh no, there's glitter in it. Yeah. I've got no sympathy for you. You've done that to yourself.
However, if you do love glitter.
If you do, you should definitely check this out. The other color that we have is Molten Midnight, which is it's a very dark charcoal. I don't know if it's pure black, it's more of a charcoal-y black.
I guess the silver in it makes it look like a gray, lighter. Sort of like a dark
and again that one's got a silver glitter in it too, but it's so beautiful. Pretty. And it honestly makes me want to larp it all over my face and just neutral face,
big black sparkly eyes, nude yes. lipstick, and go out to some gay bars and
it's beautiful.
Mess things up, just ruin my life.
Both of us are planning when we can now wear this, but I definitely think as well, like we've been swatching them and the different colors, and I kind of feel like this is a standout product for me in that it definitely has a really good opaqueness. So it's not a kind of sheer wishy-washy product where the glitter just disappears. It's really intense and quite tightly packed with the glitters. However, because they go on wet, you've got a little bit of playtime to like blend it, soften the edges, and then you could always go back in and kind of reapply near the lash line to make it more intense. So I think they apply really well and they've lasted, haven't they, on our hands? Like,
and I like I do feel like they're quite versatile. I know yeah. it feels like they're not because they're glitter cream yeah. eyeshadows, but you can use it as a liner because they're black. And I've tried it with the which one was it, the taupey color, which is the Smoky oh, nice. Storm. I've used that as a liner.
Yeah.
And you need to put a brush into it, obviously. It yes. comes with a doe foot applicator.
Yeah.
But you can dip a little brush in there and just yeah. get a little flash for daytime.
That's nice. I think subtle. entry level
yeah,
glitter.
I think it's really great. Yeah, I love it. It's I have no problems. I love the packaging.
Yeah, I like the packaging. It's nice and simple, but feels luxe. Yeah, it yeah. does. I think it's a really fun product. And especially if you kind of want to play with glitter or have an experiment, I think this is a nice one in that it's not going to go all over your face. If you put it on your eye, it will stay on your eye.
Which is generally the goal.
Generally the goal, but there are some people who want to dance themselves in glitter and that's cool too.
Also, again, my name is Lindsay Kelk and I want to cover myself in glitter. So what is it that you have been playing with this week, Harry?
So my name's Harry and I have an addiction to Sephora miniatures. That's definitely, we were both saying that's another whole podcast in itself.
Yeah, this is a safe space.
Yes, this is a safe space. And today I have got for you Tartiest Pro To Go. It's a Tarte miniature from Sephora and I think it is just called Pro To Go, but it's the eyeshadow palette because they have a couple of different ones. They have like a cheek one
and I think they have a larger palette now, which is the yes. Tarte Pro. And this is the miniature version.
So this
of that.
Is like a little mini. Okay, the packaging is cardboard, you know, it's miniature, it's light. However, it's got six really good eyeshadows in. Three mattes and then sort of one normal shimmer, I guess you'd call it, and then two like really metallic shimmers that have a very expensive feel, a brown and like a cranberry color. So I'm really enjoying those. And two of the matte shades are like a nice sort of chestnutty brown and then a nice rich dark brown. So they're the kind of colors that I am addicted to. I will always buy more of, even though I have loads of them. And they're the kind of colors that always excite me, even when I'm using them as a makeup artist.
That is, it's nice to be excited
by something. It's nice to be excited.
Yeah, it's a really cute little product too. It's a really nice little gift. It's a matte black with gold touches. Yeah, it's really lovely. I really like Tarte eyeshadow formula. I feel like they can be hit and miss, so yes. I do try and swatch before I buy because I
yes,
love
agreed.
The Tartlet palettes.
Yes,
and the Tartlet and Tartlet in Bloom. I think it's Tartlet yes. in Bloom that I have that I wear all the time. Yes. Whereas some of the other palettes, I have been disappointed with the consistency in the pigment.
Yeah, I think the Tarte in Bloom is the one I have in my pro kit and I really like. Yeah. And this feels like an extension of that. And I think the two sort of more metallics ones.
Have you tried their metallic single shadows, which
no.
I think you can only buy online?
I haven't. No,
I've got a couple of those, and I think it's the same formula. I believe okay. this is the same formula.
They
and
just
I
feel
love those.
Very intense, but you've got again a lot of playtime. They blend beautifully and really expensive looking finish on the eye. So, and I think this was $23, which
oh, that's not bad for six
again
shadows.
Six shadows. And I feel like there's no duff shades in here that you're not going to wear. It's actually like
yeah, they're
all
beautiful.
Really wearable.
Even the plummy metallic yeah. Feels like I would be able to wear that without yeah. looking like I've been punched in the eye no, or that I was a rabbit puttering. With myxomatosis. That's always my worry with a
I think
pinky,
a lot of people
shadow.
Are scared of pink and red eyeshadow. And obviously we've just had like the big red eye trend with Chanel doing the Rouge Collection number one, which I think was a really fun way to show people that you can experiment with color, you know, and it doesn't have to be, you know, wearing a cranberry or a red eyeshadow. It might just be an eyeliner, like mm-hmm. you said, with the glitter, you know, don't be scared to experiment with them, you know, and try a technique
I
that works
see what
for
you're
you.
Doing there turning my words against me when I was like everyone use glitter you guys and like no I'm not using red or pink on my eyes. I have actually I did use I've got a couple of the ColourPop press shadows that they just
yes.
brought out and I have one of those in sort of a plummy pink and I've been wearing that a lot lately.
Can you only buy ColourPop online?
You can only buy Colourpop online. Thank you for asking.
That wasn't a plug. That was just me genuinely.
If anyone else has any Colourpop questions. Again, yeah, not a plug because I keep emailing them asking for information and they just keep sending me lovely emails back telling me to go away back into my corner and just leave them alone. And I respect that, Colourpop. A lot of people say that to me and it's understandable. But I just want to share my love of Colourpop with the world. That's another episode. I feel like yes. That's a whole episode. I am, again, this is just a running theme. My name is Lindsay and I'm a Colourpop addict. I have an obscene amount of Colourpop product.
Well, they're very affordable, aren't
they?
They're
so affordable, yeah. And the quality is almost entirely consistent. There's one or two, I'm not going to use the word dogs, but one or two dogs. I am going to use the word dogs. but apart from that, I really feel like because A, the price is so good and yeah. B, quality is so consistent, you really can't go wrong. And they do ship to the UK now. I believe they ship worldwide.
Okay, cool.
And I think it's free shipping over $50.
Oh, there's a good incentive there.
There's a good incentive. Come to me for all your Colourpop questions. Not Colourpop, because they won't answer them.
So, Lindsay, I think it's time that you share with us your current, I want to say addiction, because that just feels like the theme of this show, but your current favourite, I guess, of the week.
My favourite product of the week, and it was a really hard one, because on the theme of addiction, I have a problem with highlighters. I don't remember a world before highlighters, and I don't want to. I don't want to remember that world, but I no longer remember what my life was like.
I do remember it. That's the funny thing, I do.
Well, it's your job. It's not my job. My job is to make things up for a living, and in the world I'm making up for a living today is that there was never a time that I didn't have so many highlighters in my house that I could cover every inch of my body 17 times over and not run out.
They're the new neutral shadow, aren't they?
They are the new neutral shadow. I've got a lot of those as well. but my favourite product this week, for sure, has been the CoverFX Custom Enhancer Drops. Now, these have been out for a while in their various forms. There was the CoverFX Drops, the Foundation Drops, which
yes,
I really liked.
I love those. They're great.
And Clinique have just brought out a version to make it more available to people.
Oh,
so
that's great.
Not that it's the same at all or... it is. But the Custom Enhancer Drops came out and there were three originally, and there was sort of a sparkly shade and a warming shade and a bronzing shade, and they have been extending the range. Now I have a massive beauty boner for Celestial, which
yes.
is their...
I have this in my Pro Kit.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Yeah. It's very, very intense highlight.
Yeah.
It's a liquid highlight. They actually do it in a stick form and I think a cream form now as well.
Oh, okay, cool.
Following the Becca model.
Yes.
Or possibly in front of
very successful.
Model. I don't know. I don't want to upset people, but I love it. So Celestial is a very, very light pink that if you put it on without really shearing it out, and this is tiny, tiny amounts. If you put on a tiny amount and don't shear it out, you look like a sexy robot from the future.
Yes.
And that's generally the goal for me with my highlight. I want to look like a sexy robot from the future, but I'm not going to put highlighter on my nose. Well, let's put that out here now.
Yes,
this is
we've had lots
one.
Of discussions about highlighter on the nose.
You've got
I
have
do the
your
bridge.
Line in the sand.
I do the bridge, but I don't go below the bridge. That's
just,
as far
it's
as
the
I go.
Tip of the nose. This is the line in the sand for this podcast.
Yes, I'm agreed. I don't do the tip of the nose.
And I don't believe in hard and fast rules with beauty. Except for that one. I think that's my only one.
That's your only limitation.
I don't like to contradict myself.
So what's so good about it?
So this is fantastic. This is the one I've picked this week, actually, is a new colour that just came out this week called Halo.
It's beautiful.
And if you thought Celestial was sexy robot, Halo is sexy alien.
Yeah, it is.
And
it isn't it?
It actually looks like the package of Angel. It looks like the Angel box. It's very, very, very pale blue white.
Lindsay's wearing it right now.
Lindsay's wearing so much.
She's
of it.
She's got a lot of it
all
on.
Over her body. and Lindsay's a big fan. So yeah, it's a white blue. But it's definitely more blue than white.
I think as well now it's on your skin. It's almost got the slightest duochrome feel about it in that it's almost like a bluey pink. Like it's got a little bit of pink in there as well. So
it's
actually...
just very pretty. It looks like it's going to be really hard to wear when you first put it on your skin. My one word of advice with these products, apart from buy, which is like five words, but they're all the same one, is just go really easy and teeny tiny amounts. And the Celestial I actually really like to add to a foundation to give it a bit of glow. Mm. With this I wouldn't because it's blue and you'll look like a sexy fish. but on the very, very highest planes of the cheeks, it's so pretty.
So yeah, I think it looks really pretty on actually. And I think when you first swatched it on your hand, I was like, ooh, that's quite blue.
It is quite blue.
And I was unsure, but now it's on. I actually really like it. It has got more of an icy finish. And I would say, I think maybe avoid if you have a darker skin tone. I think
unless
it's,
you want that.
Unless you,
unless you want
to look
the
blue
like a
robot.
Sexy
yeah.
robot alien fish.
Yes. I think that's the only thing. It feels almost a little bit too, the blue in it. I think with the pale skin tone, it looks beautiful, and even maybe up to medium skin tone. But I think darker skin girls might not love it as much.
In the style of glitter shades, it's not for someone that's messing about. This no. is not an entry-level highlighter. If you want an entry-level, I know we're only talking about one thing, but the new Urban Decay Naked Skin Highlighting Fluid. That's yes. really beautiful and easy to use. Or the Dewy Stick, the Ciate Dewy
yes,
Stick.
Which I really like in my Pro Kit, actually, because it's got a very much a sheen effect as opposed to a kind of shimmer. I think it's very much... It touches on sexy robot.
It's more healthy human than sexy robot, which is why I'm not interested.
Yes. This is where me and Lindsay agree to disagree. She wants to be sexy robot. I want to be sheeny Harper's Bazaar cover.
It's just living in a fantasy world. Yeah. I don't know why I've accused you of that when I've just sat here for 20 minutes saying I want to look like a sexy robot. This Cover FX is definitely my product of the week. It's so yeah. much... It's fun. It's
it is
a total
a really
fantasy
fun product.
Product.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's going on my big gay night out with me.
Yeah. I might even put some on for the big gay night out. I'm up for that.
It's made for dance. It's made for going out in the dark, doing shots and just ruining your life. The Stila Magnificent Metals Glitter and Glow Liquid Eyeshadows. See, it's too long. It's too long. They are $24 in the US, and I got mine from Sephora, and they are £23 in the UK from Stila.co.uk, which means they are a lot more expensive in the UK than they are over here in America, which is pretty upsetting, Stila, but they are very good, so we still want to let you know that how great they are. The Tarte Pro To Go palette, it doesn't currently have a UK stockist, but you can buy Tarte in the UK from QVC, which is, in case you don't already know, actually a really great distributor of some hard-to-find beauty products. So do check them out. And the Cover FX custom cover drops in Halo, that is £34 in the UK, and that was available at Space NK, and it's $42 in the US. Again, I got it from Sephora, but they are available online and from other distributors. And yeah, $34 to £42, that works out about the same. So you're not getting ripped off in the exchange rates there, which is pretty nice. So I think that's more than enough from us for this week.
I think so.
For a first episode, we really just wanted to stop in, say hi, give you an idea of what's going to be going on at yeah. full coverage. You can see more of Harry at harrymakesitup.com, and you can find my books where all good books and some not very good ones are sold. I didn't say that mine were the good ones or the bad ones. I just want to make a point that they're in the bookshops. I write books. That's my job. But yeah, that's it for this week.
So you can find us on all the usual social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, by searching Full Coverage Podcast. Get in touch. We'd love to hear from you guys. If there's anything that you would like us to cover as well, we are Full Coverage, so let us know. And look forward to seeing you for the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.